In the year 1571, things did not look good in Europe. There had been wars between Christians and Muslims, and the great eastern capital, Constantinople, had fallen into the hands of the infidels. Muslims now ruled over the Mediterranean Sea as they targeted Christian vessels and had a foothold on Europe. The Turkish fleet was prepared to attack, and Pope Pius V called on Don Juan of Austria to lead a fleet of ships against them. The conflict would decide who controlled the Mediterranean and ultimately Europe itself. When the two fleets met near Greece at the island of Lepanto, the European fleet would be badly outnumbered and at a disadvantage. Pope Pius V, who had blessed and even bankrolled part of this military endeavor, ordered the churches of Rome open for prayer day and night. And on the dawn of October 7, 1571, as Don Juan came face to face with the Muslims, at that exact same time, Pope Pius V was leading the faithful in Rome and praying the rosary for the success of the battle. Their prayers would continue from dawn until dusk, while miles away, the largest sea battle recorded in history was raging, the Battle of Lepanto. At the crucial moment of entering into battle, the wind mysteriously changed direction to the advantage of the Christian fleet, and a dramatic turn of events took place. When the smoke cleared, Muslim casualties would outnumber the Christians by 6-1, as the Christians captured or destroyed 80% of the Muslim ships and freed thousands of prisoners that day. A great military victory was won, overcoming seemingly impossible odds. As the soldiers put it so well after the battle, it was not courage, not arms, not leaders, but Mary of the Rosary that made us victors. Today our faith may seem to face great challenges. We live in a secular world and materialistic culture. At times it seems that evil is triumphing, and so many live as if God did not exist. Can we still live our faith and proclaim the truth in the midst of our times? Can the church still grow and spread and increase in number as the faith did at the time of Jesus, and how it spread by the power of the apostles throughout Asia Minor and into Europe in those first centuries? The answer today is the same as it was in the time of the apostles, the same as it was in 1571. With courage, with prayer, and with God, nothing is impossible. Besides the call to do penance, the message we hear in the apparitions of Fatima is a special call for the rosary. So central is the rosary to the Fatima message that Our Lady chose to identify herself as the Lady of the Rosary. In each of the six apparitions, she asked for the daily rosary, to be especially an instrument of world peace. As she revealed in the third apparition, you must recite the rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary, to obtain peace of the world, and the end of the war, for only she can obtain this. In this, Our Lady renewed her request for the prayer she gave the Church centuries before, a prayer that has proven to be a powerful weapon against the enemies of Christianity, as history testifies in stories like the Battle of Lepanto. The rosary is basically a gospel prayer, and for those who pray it, it is, as Sister Lucia said, a simple method of getting closer to God. But to pray it properly requires that each decade be a reflection on some mystery of our redemption. For without that meditation, the rosary would become monotonous repetition, in danger of becoming a mechanical formula. In praying the rosary, we can well take Our Lady as a model, for as the scriptures tell us, Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. The rosary is a simple form of prayer that can be prayed by the young or old, the learned or uneducated, the saint or the sinner. Each can adapt it to his or her own capacity. It is so pleasing to Our Lady because it brings us to review again and again the life of Christ and the mysteries of our redemption. Meditating on the rosary is an invitation to faith and perseverance, a call to place our hope and trust in the Lord and His commands. As Archbishop Fulton Sheen said on his radio program in 1951, if you wish to convert anyone to the fullness of the knowledge of our Lord and of His mystical body, then teach him the rosary. One of two things will happen. Either he will stop praying the rosary, or he will get the gift of faith. We must notice in the Gospels that Jesus does not promise that once we decide to follow him, everything is going to go well, the bills will be paid, our sickness is cured, our enemies vanquished, our lives free of all trials and distress. He never promised his disciples an easy, comfortable life. Indeed, he almost promised the opposite. If anyone wishes to come after me, they must take up their cross and follow me. Jesus prepares his apostles and us for the reality that we will be hated and persecuted. If you belong to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. The courage we need to grow and live in our faith, especially in difficult times, comes from our interior life of prayer. That furnace of the interior life, which must never be allowed to go out. We must turn to God in prayer and ask Him for this gift of a strong faith in difficult times. That fire of the Holy Spirit that will help us overcome our personal weaknesses and defects and give testimony to others. Only with faith can we hope to understand that pain and suffering and even death have new meaning in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. One of the great champions of the Rosary, St. Louis de Montfort, in his book The Secret of the Rosary says, "If you say the Rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that, in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. For even if you are now on the brink of damnation, even if you have 1 foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil, sooner or later you will be converted and will amend your life and save your soul, if you say the Rosary devoutly every day of your life." Several times Jesus called his apostles men of little faith. They tended to worry a great deal, especially about what was going to happen in the future. Recall how our Lord said to them, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this tree, be it rooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you." That tells us something of how small their faith was, not even the size of a mustard seed. And yet Christ promises that the unexpected will happen with a strong faith, not just moving trees and mountains, but transforming souls and lives. Pope St. Pius V is typically remembered for things like implementing the Council of Trent and commissioning the first catechism, reforming the clergy and revising the Mass. And he may even be remembered for his role in the Battle of Lepanto. But I believe the reason any of that was even possible is because he was a man of prayer and charity. In spite of the heavy labors and anxieties of his office, he made at least 2 meditations a day on bended knees in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. In his charity, he visited the hospitals, sat beside the beds of the sick, consoled them, and prepared them to die. He not only gave large alms to the poor, but washed their feet and embraced lepers. Our faith and hope are called to bear fruit in love and service. We're called to holiness, to work for salvation, to put our trust in God even when He seems absent. How is it possible for us to do this? The answer today is the same as it was for Pope St. Pius V. With faith, with prayer, and with God, nothing is impossible, and might I add, with Mary. After the victory at the Battle of Lepanto, Pope Pius V instituted the Feast of Our Lady of Victory, which later became today's feast that we celebrate every October 7th, Our Lady of the Rosary. You may know how most popes are buried in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, but because of his great devotion to Our Lady, the tomb of St. Pius V is instead in the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Our Lady asks in each of her apparitions, "Pray the Rosary every day." And she pointed out to us its great power. The Rosary can end wars. The Rosary can bring peace. The Rosary can convert sinners. Recalling this powerful prayer of the Rosary and the powerful intercession of Mary, our spiritual mother, we ask her help now in bringing peace to our world and transforming our hearts. We ask that she increase our faith and help us to be faithful servants of her Son. May the Blessed Mother who stood beneath the cross extend her help and mediation whenever we are faced with any trial or persecution, so that we may give all praise and glory to Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.